I think we're ready, Shelley. Good morning. It is 10 o'clock a.m. Wednesday, July 25th, 2007. The North Dakota Public Service Commission is meeting today in the Commission Hearing Room, State Capitol, 12th floor. Welcome to the meeting. This is Commissioner Susan Wiefald, and with me today are Commissioners Tony Clark and Kevin Kramer. We have been for the last 2 days in participating in hearings in both Park River and in Valley City regarding a siting case for the Keystone Pipeline. And it was a full 2 days and a lot of participation by the public in those hearings. And so I think all of us are kind of a little tired because it's been two very, very full days with a lot of activity for us and a lot of listening for that time period. So I'm ready to get on with our agenda items. A lot of other business has been happening at the commission in these last few weeks, and this meeting agenda reflects that. All right. Any welcoming comments from my fellow commissioners?
Just welcome. Good morning.
Good morning and welcome. I'd move passage of items in the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. On the regular agenda. Let's see here. SW1. I move the commission acknowledge the letter of intent, shorten the 1 year waiting period between filing a letter of intent and a siting application to 1 day, and assess a filing fee of $100,000 in case number PU07169. Basin Electric Power Cooperative's proposed 230 kV electric transmission line in Bowman, Hettinger, Slope, and Stark counties in North Dakota.
Second.
Now, this facility would consist of a 230 kV transmission line approximately 70 miles in length, beginning at Western's Belfield substation east of Belfield, North Dakota, to a new 230 kV substation to be built south of Rame, North Dakota, and interconnected to the existing Miles City, Montana to New Underwood, South Dakota 230 kV line owned by Western Basin Electric and MDU. And the transmission line is needed to increase the load serving capacity and reliability of the interconnected transmission system in southwestern North Dakota, due primarily to expanding oil development and related increased electrical power usage in this area. I know this week I was reading the newspaper and I noticed that Basin has already been holding public meetings on this proposed line in southwestern North Dakota. And today what we're doing is just acknowledging the letter of intent and shortening the 1 year waiting period to 1 day, and that would allow Basin to file their application for siting of this line anytime in the very near future. Everything seems to be in order, and I recommend approval.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Also, this is the line that you'll remember had some publicity several months ago because this is the one that they received some funding, financing authority through the Bank of North Dakota.
Yeah, there you go.
SW2. I move the commission find the complaint states a prima facie case and serve the complaint on Montana Dakota Utilities Company. This is in regard to case Capital Electric Cooperative Inc. versus Montana Dakota Utilities Company, the Sonnet Heights first replat complaint. Now, as you know, we've had several complaints from Capital Electric over the last several years.
Second.
Oh. Thank you. I'm sorry. Got too excited about this. Anyway, and this is a new complaint. We have had complaints that in regard to Boulder Ridge, which the commission has acted upon, and now they're before the Supreme Court. We have had a complaint in northwestern Bismarck, which is just sitting there until we hear from the Supreme Court. Now we have a new complaint. And this one involves Sonnet Ridge. And I made a map, and of course I'm looking for the map right now, and I'm wondering where it is. But it's this area, Sonnet Heights, is up in the area north of 43rd Street, across from near Highway 83, east of Highway 83, and it's a little bit northwest of where the Walmart is on Highway 83. Mm-hmm. Gives you an idea. And this is what they're alleging is that MDU intends to provide electric service in the Sonnet Heights first replat subdivision. And Capital alleges that MDU's intent to provide electric service in the Sonnet Heights first replat subdivision threatens to interfere with existing services provided by Capital within the municipality of Bismarck. And they also allege that MDU has commenced construction to extend its electric distribution lines to and into the Sonnet Heights replat subdivision. And that MDU's extension of these electric distribution lines into this subdivision interferes with existing services provided by Capital within the municipality of Bismarck and unreasonably duplicates available services provided by Capital within the municipality of Bismarck. And they say that Capital is best able to serve Sonnet Heights replat subdivision economically due to the nature and extent of its investment in plant facilities, framework, and system. What the commission is doing today is finding that the complaint states a prima facie case, just step one, and serve the complaint on MDU for their response.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. SW3, these do not take commission approval, but I am going to be announcing the fuel cost adjustments. The one for MDU, as a result of this change, the electric bill for a typical MDU residential customer consuming 750 kilowatt hours per month will decrease by 37 cents for bills rendered in the month of July. This particular fuel cost adjustment reflects the first billing cycle using a new annual accounting adjustment for truing up recoveries that the commission approved in a case earlier this summer. All that case did was said instead of truing these up on a rolling average through the year, they would be trued up once a year, the same way the purchase gas adjustment is trued up. It's the purpose of that is to provide for less variability in the fuel cost adjustment, but it won't make a whole lot of difference because the main variability comes from the cost of fuel itself. And so as of today, the resulting fuel cost is around 2.2 cents is what, 2.124 cents per kilowatt hour for MDU. Northern States Power Company. As a result of the change today, the electric bill for a typical NSP residential customer consuming 750 kilowatt hours will decrease by 90 cents for bills rendered in the month of July. The cost of fuel per kilowatt hour will be 2.9 cents. And for Otter Tail, as a result of the change,